help you?
Hey, Giovanna, it's Tom. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, thanks.
Oh, good, good. Yeah,
what's going on? Anything new?
No, I wish, I wish. I mean, I'm getting people coming in last minute more than ever. It's like, are you kidding me? It was dead all the way up to the last few days, and now I've got customers coming in. But we're doing a bunch of last-minute custom stuff, and I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see. But I don't get any calls. Yeah, it's really bad this year. I think this is the worst holiday season I've had yet. So.
Well, there's still 2 weeks to go. Don't get too down on it, you know.
No, I'm not. No, Misha's just he's just been through a lot, and so did I tell you he went through what happened to us, right?
Yeah, you had mentioned. Yeah. How's he feeling?
Yeah, he's actually doing better. He's doing really, really well, considering it's just that he's going to have damage in his one eye for, I don't think his eyesight will come back. So. And the thing that stinks is that we literally have a malpractice suit. We really do, but we can't do much because the hospital that everybody uses here, I had no idea that they're protected under sovereign immunity. So they're protected by the state, so they have a cap. So by the time we would even settle out, we would come out with nothing. So.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. If it was any other hospital here in town, we had no issues. We had several. I have several customers.
Well, couldn't you go after the state then at that point?
That's what I thought too, but they have a $200,000 cap because what's happened is DeSantis right now. They passed the law and they upped it to $500,000, and they're even trying to up it for even more. And it's been approved by the Republicans and the Democrats, but DeSantis vetoed it twice because he right now has all the insurance companies helping him out because he's trying to run for president. So he's just really heavily involved in the political element right now, and with the state of Florida, he's trying to make himself look good because he's saying that he's trying to eliminate property taxes for Florida and doing all these other things. And so this is what my good customers, these are really top attorneys here in this area, and they were immediately, when they found out what Misha went through, they were willing, they automatically said, we'll help you out, we'll see what we can do. And one of them says, I want to fly you on my jet, and he goes, I want you to go up to Tallahassee with me because I've got several cases right now that have similar situations with you and worse. And he goes, I need witnesses and I need people that have been affected by this to, you know, show them that they need to do something about this. And he's fighting for the state right now so that they can take care of these cases because it's Sarasota Memorial Hospital that's the problem here. And it's a well-known hospital. The crazy thing is that Misha was in and out of that hospital for 30 years, literally because of being a fireman. But a lot of the good doctors and nurses have retired from that. And so it's just run differently completely now. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Jeez. Yeah, that's...
Yeah. So, but he's doing fine. I mean, he's not needing glasses. He is using... the microscope a lot more now to do his work because he's got damage in his right eye. He's lost about 25% of his eyesight, so it's in the corner of his eye only. He says it's just frustrating because it's there, and he's got to live with it now.
Yeah, but, so it's like he doesn't have his peripheral vision. Is that?
It's behind his optic nerve in the corner of his right eye. So he has peripheral vision. It's just that he's just lost some of it. So it's so right now. Before he read perfectly without glasses and everything else, and he's still not using his eyeglasses. But he says it's just hard. He just says it's just like it's like having something in the corner of your eye, like a I don't know, like a piece of lint or something.
Yeah, you just can't wipe it away. Yeah,
you can't wipe it away. Yeah. So, and he goes, that's what has affected me. So I could tell that he's a little slower with his work, which, you know, before he was pretty quick. And but what can you do? I'm happy I have him alive. So that's all I can basically say. But yeah, all my customers have been great. It's just that a lot of them, I had a good sale yesterday where I sold some good chains, and but those are really, really good customers of mine. So that's the thing, and they know gold is high. I still the problem is I have to still cut my profit. That's what stinks, because gold is so stinking high that I have to kind of just go maybe 30% above my wholesale. I can't double anything anymore. I can't do it. And it stinks. It really does.
Yeah, right.
For retail part of it, but yeah. But gold right now with chains, it's horrible. It's at, I don't know what the average is anywhere at $250 a gram. We never had that ever. So it's crazy. And even higher, if I deal with 18, it's even worse. And so platinum's gone up now, and silver's gone up now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm selling a lot of lab-grown, and that's not what I want to sell.
Yeah, but right.
I really don't. But I just had to sell a 9-carat lab-grown, which is crazy. This is ironic. So my one good customer brought it in, and said to Misha, "Are you willing to buy it?" Misha goes, "I'm not really buying any big stones, especially lab growns. I'm not buying any of that. I just don't." And so she's like, "Well, just give me whatever," because she wanted for Misha to make her a custom piece in gold. And she goes, "Honestly, it was a gift." She goes, "Give me whatever for it." And we lowballed this price. I said, "Honestly, I don't know if I'll even have an easy sell with this." And then Misha sold it to one of my other customers, and she purchased it. Go figure.
Wow. Well, that's
but,
good.
So I got rid of it, you know. So, but as far as, you know, I'm doing a lot of mealy lab growing. I'm doing a lot of small stuff. So this is the crazy thing. I'm using my customers' diamonds. We're revamping a lot of pieces. We're using their gold. So now I've just convinced Misha to, I said, "Misha, you got to up your prices on labor now. I'm sorry. You've got to double on your labor." I said, "Before you've been charging the same amount of labor for the last 30 years. It's ridiculous." So I said, "You got to up your labor." I said, "If they're using their gold and they're using their," I said, "this way we can try to, you know, you got to be making money somewhere." I said, "Because," I said, if we're going to be, right now Misha doesn't really want to sell a lot of our gold, because he wants to hold on to it. So he's like, you know, and so before I was putting everything out, trying to sell as much as I can, and now he's like holding me back. He's like, "Don't put our big stuff out." He goes, "I want to hold on to my gold right now." He goes, "Because if I can't replace it for what I'm selling it," he says, I'd rather hold on to it. He goes, "I'd rather order gold if that's the case, and then if they're willing to pay for that, then we'll do it that way."
Yeah.
But with mine diamonds, I'm trying to push that. I am getting some customers that are, you know.
Well, I can help you with labs, too, remember, if you, you know.
I know, but I don't want to even push labs. That's my problem.
Yeah, but if that's all you're selling, well, then you're buying them from somebody, right?
No, just I'm selling a lot of milli lab growns, because what my customers are doing is they're using their diamonds, so they're revamping their 3-carat, they're larger diamonds, they're mined. This is crazy. They're mixing their mined with lab-grown.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So
this is ridiculous. So I said to, I told him, I said, "Misha, is that," and he goes, "That's what they want to do. Then that's what, I'll do whatever they want to do." He goes, "That's probably what's going to happen anyway." So they're revamping and using their stones.
Yeah, but are they even saving it much money? I mean, Melly's cheap anyways, you know, just
it is.
Smaller diamonds.
We give them the price on both, Tom. Mm-hmm. I give them the option. I tell them, okay, this is what lab grown is, because they ask me. They'll say to me, "Well, how much is it going to cost lab grown? How much is it going to cost mined? And I give them that option. It's ridiculous, even over a few $100, you would think. So Misha's still convincing them. Like my one customer, we got so much milli right now, and I said, "Misha, just move our milli. Let's try to move our milli." And so with my customers, you know, I tell them, "Well, you know, gold, diamond prices are back to normal," I said, "where they should be." And I said, "If you're going to deal," I said, "milli is, I said, I'd rather see you do mine than go with lab grown, but some of the customers over a few $100, They're like, oh, just do lab. They look good. I'm all right with it. You know, and then they have.
Isn't all the lab melly though? I mean, it's the same as the diamonds themselves, right? Aren't they all like?
No, lab is cheaper. No, lab is still cheaper. So.
No, not cheaper, but isn't it still like all colorless VS? So what if a customer
has
like HS?
Yes,
I mean, not everybody has colorless VS.
Right,
you know,
right,
stuff.
Exactly.
So how does that
but
match
they
up?
Like. So when I do, so this is what I'm doing. So they want to see. They'll say, "Can I see the?" So I have some customers saying, "Can I see your milli and VS?" Or SI, and then they want to see the lab grown in VVS or the highest I have. And they tend to like the highest because they say it sparkles in yellow gold. It looks great in yellow. They're okay with it. It doesn't bother them. But they still want 18 karat. They still want 14 karat. So they'll subsidize getting their gold and paying less for diamonds. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but if that, then I said to Misha, then I said, well, then they'll try to push larger lab growns. I said, push the 4 carats, push the 6 carats. I said, I'd rather sell the lab-growns. And I said, at least we'll make some money on that. And I said, and that'll subsidize what they're paying for the high prices of gold.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, but yesterday I had a decent sale. I sold I had an anchor chain that was over 50 grams, and then I had another chain that was 73 grams, so that helped me. But that's ridiculous. That's like one my one sale for the holidays. That was a decent sale, you know. So I should be doing a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's still a couple of weeks to go, so
people are waiting last minute.
Yeah.
I think what's happened is they've heard all the bad news this last few weeks on the news, and now they're getting closer to the holiday. So hopefully I'll get people coming in and looking at my showcases.
I know. Speaking from experience, you know, us guys, we like to hang on to our money as long as possible, Gina.
But
eventually you got to open up that wallet.
I know. I get it. Yeah, today I had a decent sale, too, this is a retired firefighter that knows my husband and came in. We haven't seen him in a long time. He was living in Georgia. He's here. And he ordered a large dragonfly pendant that Misha made, and we're gonna set emeralds and diamonds in it for a small, you know, milli stuff. But he went with a heavier link chain, so at least by the time I'm finished, it'll probably be like a $3,500 sale. But I'm used to bigger sales than this, you know, especially during the holidays. But.
Yeah,
we'll
but we have a lot of bigger stuff, so hopefully that customer, that right person will come in and if you need, like, any big rings already finished up.
Well, remember my season. Remember my season kicks in January.
Right, January, right. Yeah, so you're... Yeah,
so hopefully a lot of my customers, that because I am seeing the Canadians were not coming. I am seeing some of them trickle in, and they were here. So if those people start coming back and I get a few of the Europeans coming into the country, we'll see. Then you know, we might get some good sales and get some custom work coming in again. So we'll see. But, all right, Tom, thank you.
All right, well, have a great rest of the week, Javon. I'll
feel
be here
bad
Saturday,
because,
too, if you need anything.
You know, I'm so used to calling and thinking I'm going to have some good sales. And I was happy to see that mined stones have come down, you know. They're
affordable for sure.
They're affordable right
There's
now.
There's no reason not to get one, really.
Okay. All right.
Well, have a great night.
You too, okay?
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye.